Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, folks, and thank you for tuning in with me once again to another spontaneous edition of True Conservative Radio. And of course, I am your host, the man they call Ghost, and I want to thank you for tuning in with me. This is a post-Labor Day edition of True Conservative Radio. A lot of things have come up on the political news wire that need to be discussed on this spontaneous edition of True Conservative Radio. I tried to do a show yesterday during the Labor Day holiday, but unfortunately, folks, I had to dedicate that time to spending with my family, and I wasn't able to squeeze in a show because I didn't want it to jeopardize time with my family, folks. So we're going to go ahead and cover whatever I was going to cover yesterday. We're going to cover it today. We're going to cover it on this show right here. Now, before I get started on today's show, I'd like everybody to bookmark my website, my blog. I actually blogged about what we're going to be talking about here this afternoon. Get back to the blog at iPolitik.net/ghost. That's iPolitik.net/ghost. And be sure to bookmark, add it to your favorites, whatever you need to do to get back to that page, because I'm going to be blogging like it's going out of style. Because this circus sideshow, political election circus, is something that needs to be highlighted in a true conservative light. And if you still have some moral integrity in yourself, please, by all means, if you're a true conservative, or if you're not, go to the blog, iPolitik.net/ghost. Let me know what you think about it. Comment on it, rate it, do whatever it takes. But, folks, we're going to go ahead and get started on the main subject matter that's going to take the entirety of this show. And that's this Eskimo bimbo that John Turncoat McCain nominated as the vice presidential candidate of the Republican Party. Now, like I suggested in the last show, folks, feminism and liberalism, as a matter of fact, I've been saying it all along that feminism and liberalism has hijacked the Republican Party. It has infected the minds of the majority of America. And I know that there's a lot of people out there that are my critics. As a matter of fact, I would go to your nearest search engine and try to search the bad things they say about me on other blogs and other forums and that sort of thing. They spread slanderous lies. They try to discredit my credibility. They try to call me a nut job. They try to call me a crack pipe, the whole nine yards. But the bottom line is, folks, is I'm a true conservative that's not going to vote and not going to go against his true conservative principles. That's why the initial name of this show was called True Conservative Republican Radio. But once I saw what the Republicans were doing during the Republican primaries for president, they were isolating conservatives, I understood that this was not the Republican Party of old. This is a new liberal Republican Party out here, and I have emphasized that ever since the nomination of Sarah Palin, that not only has the Republican Party been hijacked by liberals, but feminists are now trying to infect Republicans with this ridiculous, sick, immoral ideology. Now, like I suggested the last time, folks, this Sarah Palin, the only reason John Turncoat McCain chose this Eskimo bimbo that lives in an igloo out there in Alaska is because he wanted to pander, excuse me. I'm stumbling over my own tongue like John Edwards trying to explain hospice adultery over here. The only reason that he nominated Sarah Palin is because Sarah Palin is going to pander to those muff-diving, bull-dyke feminists that were so much pissing and moaning about their girl Hillary not getting the nomination for the Democratic Party. And you see, folks, I said by John McCain doing this, by the McCain campaign trying to pander to these feminists that are out here disenchanted, and you've heard them on the Blog Talk Radio Network, folks, they're calling themselves Pumas. Party Unity My Ass is the acronym for that ridiculous name. But, these ridiculous Puma broads, they're out here crying, pissing and moaning, trying to burn their bras and, it's just ridiculous the type of hoopla they're doing out here. But you see, this is a method to the feminist madness. And like I've always suggested, that feminism and liberalism are both rooted in communism. And you can tell by the way that they agitate, the way that they have no kind of logic whatsoever. This just goes to show you that the feminist movement is really trying to do something to the American psyche out here. Now, I've already said that the liberals, I'm talking about the Democrats, I'm talking about everybody who is blatantly liberal out here, I've already said that these people, I mean, they're already out in the open. I mean, the Democrats have already told you that they have no qualms about it, that they are a bunch of leftists agitating Karl Marx worshiping pieces of garbage. So I don't even acknowledge the left, because anybody who acknowledges the left, well, obviously you have bowed down to agitation. But now, and like I've said, starting in late January, early February, the Republican Party has been hijacked by liberalism, and they are utilizing feminist politics to try to agitate the American public into looking another direction. Now, what do I mean by that? What I mean is instead of John McCain, who obviously his nomination perturbed all conservatives, including yours truly here, instead of John McCain actually going out and trying to reach out to a true conservative vice presidential candidate, instead of him going out there and trying to reach out and look for somebody like a Santorum, somebody who has a true conservative record, somebody who lives and breathes the true conservative lifestyle, instead John McCain decided to play, you know, feminist Puma politics by this ridiculous sideshow, Sarah Palin. This Sarah Palin ridiculous choice for vice presidential candidate, folks, only underscores what I have been saying all along. And you can look back in the archives, folks. I've been saying this since the beginning. Sarah Palin is nothing more than a feminist front to just basically assert the pussification of America, the feminization of America. And now it comes to light that old Sarah Palin, who... And let me tell you something, folks. I've been on the boards. I've been on political websites everywhere, blogs. You've got idiots that are claiming to be conservative, jumping for joy. They were jumping like they had pink panties and, you know, up their anal passages, because they thought that they had the conservative that they were looking for. You know, these ridiculous wannabe conservatives that were disenchanted with John McCain, like I am currently, and I still am. They thought that Sarah Palin was their conservative hope, that by somehow she represented and encompassed the true conservative essence of what used to be the Republican Party. But folks, like I suggested in my last program, and like I continue to suggest, this is just feminist politics, folks. I mean, when did you ever think you'd see a Republican vice presidential candidate sit here and give kudos to Hillary Rotten Clinton? I mean, that is pandering to the bull dyke feminists, these Pumas, and all these other ridiculous broads out here that are crying because their girl didn't get nominated for the presidential nominee for the Democratic Party. And it's disgusting, folks. It's disgusting. And you see, John McCain, he chose this Eskimo bimbo living in an igloo in Alaska to attempt to try to agitate those, I don't know what you want to call them, this disenchanted woman demographic, to try to lure them in his direction. Instead of actually choosing a candidate that would bring about some sort of unity within the conservative base, like choosing somebody like a Santorum. No, he decides to go ahead and play feminist politics. Well, I'm glad that this is finally biting him in his derriere, folks. Because like I suggested, and I've been on several programs, and I've been chastised by fellow, supposedly what they like to call themselves conservatives, but they're not true conservatives. I've been chastised, I've been, you know, like I said, slanderous lies have been told about me, I've been called crackpipe, the whole nine yards. And they're trying to tell me, you know, when I was on a program, I think several evenings ago, they were trying to tell me that, oh, Sarah Palin is a true conservative, she's pro-life. Oh, yeah, she's, you know, for family values. She wants to implement morality back in America. They were actually trying to sell this crap to me. And let me tell you, I can read right through the liberal smokescreen that's in my face, unlike all these other absent-minded morons. And let me tell you, if you happen to be a Republican and a conservative that's actually for this McCain-Palin ticket, you're a liberal and a feminist. And if you don't know it, well, then you're a pro-liberal and a pro-feminist by sitting here and acknowledging this ridiculous ticket, folks. This is feminist politics. When did you ever think that you'd see the Republican Party resort to feminist politics? Remember when the Republican Party, the base, the root foundation of the Republican Party was conservatism? And that's what they used to campaign on. That's what every Republican candidate used to campaign on, is the conservative movement, trying to rally the conservative base. And you see what the John McCain campaign, whoever made this decision to, you know, recruit this Eskimo bimbo onto the vice presidential ticket, what they underestimated is they thought that they could put a conservative face behind Sarah Palin out here, as if, you know, she's the conservative savior. You know, she's the conservative young blood. What makes me laugh even more is that you've got McCain trying to say that now he is the candidate of change. This stupid mantra that Barack Hussein Obama's been spewing out of his hole for the past year. Change, change, change. Now you got McCain trying to do the same thing by putting some stupid young bimbo on the ticket and thinking that he can somehow pander to these ridiculous bull dyke, muff diving, hairy, armpitted feminists, and somehow that he's going to win the election based on this ridiculous method of agitation. When did you ever think you'd see the Republicans use leftist propaganda, leftist politics, feminist politics? Well, I never thought I'd see the day, but let me tell you, I was one of the first ones on the internet scene, folks. And you can look back in the archives if you don't believe me. All my critics that are sitting here thinking that I'm blowing this out of my ass or something, you go out and you look at the archives of this show. And it'll show you that I had been observing this and I have been amplifying this since the late January, beginning of February, that the conservative movement has been isolated by the Republican Party. And let me tell you, this Sarah Palin pick only underscores that. Well, let's just say, you know, you want to read it for face value, okay? Let's just say that you want to say, okay, Sarah Palin's a conservative. She's pro-life. You know, whatever they're trying to bill her as. Well, here comes the news that Sarah Palin's loose teenage daughter, who happens to be the age of 17 out here, is pregnant. That's right, folks. You got a teenage pregnancy on the ticket out here. And you know what's shocking to me, folks, is you've got Republicans and idiots that are trying to call themselves conservatives actually trying to call this loose daughter of Sarah Palin. I don't want to say her name because she's still a minor, but you know, you can look it up for yourself. All right? They're trying to call this teenage pregnancy in the Palin family a beautiful thing. Oh, it's so beautiful. I mean, are you kidding me? This is what the Republicans are trying to tell you, and I've been saying this all along, folks. This is not conservative principles. This is not conservative ideology out here. This is feminist agitation, folks. They are trying to redesign the family. They are trying to redesign the mentality of America. And I never thought I'd see the day where I would see Republicans and conservatives champion teenage pregnancy. And that's what they're doing, folks. If you don't believe me, you go out to these political websites and you watch these ridiculous Republicans and conservatives out here actually trying to justify, make excuses for teenage pregnancy, folks. I mean, when the blue hell did you ever think that you'd see the conservative movement trying to justify teenage pregnancy? We were against teenage pregnancy. Remember that? Remember when the conservative movement and the Republican Party were for family values, were for shielding children from sexual depravity, were about shielding children from violence and all kinds of immoral filth? But now in the new feminist liberal Republican Party, now all of a sudden you got Republicans out here justifying teenage pregnancy. What a crock of horse crap. And I'm telling you, folks, This is not just limited to this election. This is not just limited to the John Turncoat McCain campaign. This is an international phenomenon. If you look at every westernized country in the world, this kind of activity, teenage pregnancy, single parents, women shitting out about five or six kids from five or six different fathers, this has now become the norm. This has now become acceptable. And because everybody hates this Barack Hussein Obama, and let me tell you something, I don't like Barack Hussein Obama. I'm not suggesting anyone go vote for that piece of trash, because I believe the man is a closet Marxist, and that's my personal opinion. But you see, folks, I refuse to go on the record and go into that voting booth and support this feminist liberal Republican Party. Because if you happen to be a true conservative, or if you happen to be a Republican, and you go into the voting booth and you vote for McCain, Palin, you are only embracing the precedent being set by these pieces of trash. And what does that mean? That means the precedent being set by this McCain-Palin ticket means that they are liberalizing and feminizing the Republican Party, and if you elect these pieces of trash, well, that's the new redefined principle behind the Republican Party, feminism and liberalism. You are setting that precedent, folks. You are embracing teenage pregnancy. You are embracing single parents. And I'm not going to do that, folks, and this is why I've been, ever since early January, I have been saying all along, the Republican Party has been hijacked by liberals and feminists. And for all you pieces of crap that want to sit here and continue to, you know, cover your eyes to this garbage, well, that's your problem. You're not a conservative. You're not a Republican. So take your head out of your ass. All right? You're bowing down to feminism. That's what you're doing. And if you don't believe me, go look at the political forums. Go look at the political message boards out here. You will see Republicans and conservatives now, because the news off the hot wire is Sarah Palin's loose 17-year-old daughter is pregnant. She's got a bun in the oven, and it's been in there for 5 months, according to reports. I mean, what is the McCain campaign thinking? I'll tell you what they're thinking, folks. They are redefining the Republican base. They are redefining the Republican ideology. And me, as a true conservative, I'm not having nothing to do with it. And if you're a true conservative, you shouldn't have nothing to do with it either. And it's sad, folks. It's sad that I'm living in a day where not only do we have all these liberal agitators on the left. If you happen to watch the Democratic National Convention, I mean, it was a circus sideshow. I mean, honestly, I mean, was it necessary to try to fill up an 84,000-seated stadium to make Barack Obama look like he was the damn Third Reich or some crap, to make him look like he was, like, you know, some sort of Greek god or something? It was ridiculous, folks. But now you've got the Republicans following suit, doing the same damn thing, if not worse. Because they have hijacked the party of ideas, or that was the party of ideas. And I'm not going to sit here and take it, folks. I mean, maybe, you know, you Republicans, you think this is cute. You new liberal Republicans, you want to be conservative. You think that by, you know, Sarah Palin's loose 17-year-old daughter about to shit out a bastard kid, if you think that's cute, well, that's your problem, folks. You're not a conservative. So stop using the conservative label. You're not a conservative. You're a liberal. You might as well vote for Barack Hussein instead of John McCain. It's ridiculous. And I'm not advising that by any means either, because I'm not voting for any of these people. If you're a true conservative, you shouldn't vote for any of these people. These people don't represent conservative principles, folks. They represent feminist crap. They represent liberal crap. And by sitting here and embracing this McCain-Palin ticket, you, as a conservative, you happen to be a conservative holding your nose supporting these pieces of trash, you are helping the precedent to be set that the new ideology of the Republican Party is going to be liberal and feminist principles. Conservative ideology is going to be thrown in the back burner. Hell, it's already been thrown in the back burner. And it's a sad day in America, folks. I mean, it's sad enough that the Republican Party nominated John McCain a blatant, unapologetic, liberal piece of trash. All right? It's bad enough that happened. It's bad enough that during the primaries, the Republican Party was trying to isolate conservatives that were trying to get that Republican presidential nomination. They were isolating them. They weren't giving them airtime in the media. The whole nine yards. And now the Republican Party is going to try to shove down my hole. And every conservative out there, they're trying to shove down our throats that by somehow, if we support this McCain ticket and Palin ticket, that we're now true conservatives. How can you be a true conservative and sit here and justify teenage pregnancy? There is no justification for it. That's bad parenting, and bad parenting is against the conservative principles, folks. If this stupid Eskimo bimbo can't control her own daughter from spreading her legs, what makes you think that she's going to be able to fulfill the obligations of being the vice president? And on top of which, she's embracing this activity. She's embracing it. And the reason that she had to come out about it, because apparently on the internet, there were some internet rumors going around that little baby that happens to be born with Down syndrome, allegedly, according to these internet rumors, they were trying to spread that that wasn't even her kid. They were trying to say it was that teenage loose daughter that's come out that she's pregnant now. They were trying to say that was her kid. But they tried to debunk those rumors by saying, well, that's not the truth. I'll tell you the truth. Okay, our daughter has a bun in the oven. But hey, I'm still a conservative. Hey. I mean, that's what they're trying to shove down our throats, folks. And if you want to take it, well, you're an imbecile, all right? You're a damn imbecile. If you're going to sit here and palate what the Republican Party is doing to conservatives, because they are isolating conservative folks. They are isolating conservatives. And if they're not isolating them, they're trying to redesign their conscience. They're trying to redefine what conservatism is. And I am not going to sit here and go quietly in that good night while these liberal feminist Republicans attempt to do so. I'm not going to do it, folks. And if you're a true conservative, you shouldn't do it either. I said from the beginning, ever since this ridiculous Eskimo bimbo was nominated for the vice presidential candidacy, I said from the beginning that this woman was a feminist. And people were saying, oh, well, how can she be a feminist, Ghost? She's pro-life. I'll tell you why she's a feminist, folks. Because look at what's happening around us here. I mean, if you go on your nearest political website, political forums, political boards, chat, whatever you want to go look for some regular, everyday political commentary by folks. You're actually trying to see. They're doing it. What am I talking about? You're going to see Republicans justify teenage pregnancy. They're calling it cute. They're saying it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. But she's still conservative, right? Huh? This stupid igloo-living Eskimo bimbo is still a conservative, even though her daughter is going to shit out a kid out of wedlock. Huh? That's just great. Huh? I never thought I'd see the day where I would see Republicans and conservatives actually try to justify teenage pregnancy. And let me tell you the excuses I've read, okay? Let me tell you the excuses I've read on all these message boards and chat rooms and all this other garbage I've been patronizing. All right, I've heard Republicans and so-called conservatives trying to justify this teenage pregnancy by the Palin family by saying, oh, well, you can't control teenagers nowadays. Horse crap. All right? I mean, don't believe it, folks. That is feminist and liberal agitation. The only people that can't control teenagers are idiot liberals that give these teenagers the liberty to go out and shoot shots, for Christ's sake, or smoke marijuana in their damn house, for Christ's sake, or go at 15 years old and have a boy spend the night with their daughter, for Christ's sake. Those are the type of individuals that get pregnant at 17. Liberal ideology is what makes people get pregnant as a teenager. Don't give me this crap that Sarah Palin is a conservative. She is not a conservative. This broad is a closet feminist, and I will be damned if I'm going to sit here and allow these idiots that are trying to call themselves conservatives, that are trying to call themselves Republicans, I will be damned if they're going to sit here and try to redefine the principles of the conservatism, because they're not, okay? Teenage pregnancy is not okay, all right? It's immoral, it's filthy, it's disgusting, and let me tell you something. If you are a parent of a teenager who happens to, be impregnated, well, you need to look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, where in the blue hell did you go wrong? That's what you need to do. Don't try to justify teenage pregnancy. It's wrong. It's immoral. It's horrible. I'm not going to sit here and be some moron conservative out here trying to justify teenage pregnancy. This is an epidemic out here. I mean, how in the blue hell can Republicans even claim the moral high ground anymore? I mean, hell, they already isolated conservatives, and then the stupid Eskimo bimbo they put up trying to claim to be a conservative, she has some stupid loose daughter that gets impregnated, and these imbeciles, these moron Republicans, these moron wannabe conservatives are trying to justify it. I never thought I'd see the day, folks, and this is why feminism needs to die. All right, the whole concept of feminism, it needs to go away. It needs to go away. It needs to be put to rest. And how do you do that, folks? Well, don't pallet liberal crap. Don't pallet feminist crap. I'm sick of this crap. I mean, here we have, I mean, let's put it this way. Do you think that Sarah Palin is going to influence John McCain into saying, you know what, Mr. McCain, we have a moral integrity problem in America, and I think that you should initiate some legislation to bring back some kind of moral ethos back to America? She's not going to say that. I mean, she's sitting over here calling her little daughter's a bastard kid that's in the oven up there. She's calling it a beautiful thing. She's calling her parental mistake, her mess up, her lack of instilling conservative values on her children, she's trying to call that a beautiful thing. And this is the new liberal feminist Republican Party, folks. And I'll be damned, folks. I'll be damned if I'm going to sit here and let these stupid wannabe idiots that are trying to call themselves conservatives when they're liberal in conservative clothing, I'll be damned if I'm going to allow these people to sit here and try to redefine what is moral and what is unmoral, okay? What is immoral? I'll be damned if I'm going to allow these ridiculous Republicans and wannabe conservatives trying to justify teenage pregnancy. There's no justification for it, folks. There's no justification for teenage pregnancy. All right? No justification whatsoever. Don't try to give her the excuse that, oh, well, we can't control teenagers. That's horse crap. That is horse crap. That is feminist rhetoric. That's what that is. All right? And let me tell you something. I blogged about this already. I strongly advise you to read my blog. iPolitik.net/ghost is the address to go bookmark. Go add to your favorites. That's iPolitik.net/ghost. I strongly advise you, if you're a true conservative, to go bookmark that page and read some of those blogs out there. And if you're some long-haired liberal bedwetting hippie, well, I strongly advise you to go read that yourself, because maybe you'll get some insight on your immoral ass. Maybe you'll get some insight on how your ideology is ruining America. I tell you, folks, this is a sad day in America. A sad day in America when you have so-called conservatives, so-called Republicans out here justifying teenage pregnancy. But let me tell you, I called this from the beginning. Like I said, folks, I am the prognosticator of political prognosticators. And you can look back in the archive if you think I'm full of it. All right? Things that I said that were going to come to pass have come to pass, folks. All right? Don't believe these morons that you see as supposed political experts on the boob tube out here. All right? Don't believe these morons that are nothing but talking heads and mouthpieces for propaganda for either the Republicans or the Democratic side. Don't listen to these people. Listen to independent voices that can see right through these smoke screens. And that's exactly what I have done, folks. That's why, I mean, I'm a conservative. And I'm not voting for any of these people. As a matter of fact, when I go into the voting booth, I am going to write in my presidential candidate. I'm voting for Yosemite Sam. Because this is a damn cartoon circus sideshow election, and every American should be ashamed of themselves for allowing this to happen here. For sitting here and choosing candidates that are going to just basically throw the moral integrity of America down the proverbial toilet. You should all be ashamed of yourselves. All of you. Trying to justify teenage pregnancy. I mean, are you kidding me? Is this America here? Is this the new way people are going to sit here and trying to interpret things nowadays? I'm telling you, this is the result of feminism, folks. Justifying teenage pregnancy. Garbage. That's what it is. Garbage. Absolute feminist garbage. And let me tell you something, folks. You should do whatever it takes to spread as much anti-feminism as possible. I advise you to go out to all those forums where you got these stupid wannabe Republicans and these wannabe conservatives trying to justify teenage pregnancy. Go out there and call them out for what they are. I mean, I've been attempting to do that, but they're kicking me off the boards, you know? And these are Republican boards. I'm a conservative, damn it. I'm a damn conservative. And they're kicking me off the board because I'm a conservative. That's not going to go against my conservative principles. I'm not going to sit here and say that teenage pregnancy is cute or beautiful because it isn't. It's immoral. That's what it is. I mean, if you're a 17-year-old girl and you're sitting here getting pregnant, you are nothing but a philanderous, loose, little preteen slut bag, all right? I'm sick and tired of people, you know, walking around kid gloves. Because, oh, well, she's got a teenage daughter that's pregnant. You shouldn't give her a hard time. Horse crap! You go out there and you chastise these people. I mean, that's the only way we are going to gain moral integrity back. I mean, I remember a time in American history when you were chastised. You were shunned if you had a child out of wedlock. You were shunned if you had a divorce, folks. That's because America had moral character. You didn't see teenage pregnancy out here as some sort of regular, normal activity. If this crap were to happen 30 years ago, people would be puking right now. People would be asking that this stupid Eskimo bimbo be ousted from the vice presidency. I'm telling you, folks, if you happen to still be a supporter of the Republican Party after this, you're an idiot, all right? You're a moron, all right? You're contributing to the downfall of America. You basically might as well put, you know, feminism or death on your damn forehead because that's what you're doing. You're promoting feminism, and I will be damned if I'm going to promote feminism, folks. Feminism is evil. It is an evil ideology. It utilizes political correctness as a method of agitation to assert its agenda. And I find it funny, you know, the thing I find the funniest, okay? The thing I find the funniest is the Republicans, right? They were trying to rally the conservative base because I was a part of that conservative base that was not happy that John Turncoat McCain was the presidential candidate, all right? But even though I was talking trash about this prostate-infected piece of crap McCain, okay, I still held a glimpse of optimism, a glimpse of hope, in hoping that he would nominate somebody who's a true conservative that would really rally the base. I'm talking about somebody like Rick Santorum. I'm talking about somebody with a proven conservative track record that would sincerely rally the base. But instead, what did John Turncoat McCain do? He pulled a rabbit out of his ass. That's what he did. He sat here and got some unknown Eskimo bimbo living in an igloo somewhere in Alaska, tried to package her up as some sort of true conservative out here, tried to package her up as the all-American girl, the all-American family, somebody who supposedly instills conservative values on her family, and what comes off of a news wire, huh? Oh, her 17-year-old daughter is pregnant. And this is conservative? I mean, this is supposed to be conservative values here? When she can't even control her own family? Huh? Let me tell you something. This is bad parenting, and there's nothing cute about it. There's nothing beautiful about this situation. This is bad parenting. Now, how in the blue hell are you going to sit over here and spew off all this conservative rhetoric when you're sitting over here, a mother of a child who's about to have a bastard kid? Can you explain that to me? Can somebody please call me right now? As a matter of fact, here's the number. If you happen to be out there and you have an opinion on this, give me a call, 646-652-4869. How is this conservative, folks? This is pro-feminism. Like I've said all along, ever since this stupid bimbo was nominated as the vice president, I told you this was feminism. I told you the feminist movement had infected the damn Republican Party. That's why when this program first began, it was called True Conservative Republican Radio. But let me tell you, I dropped that real quick. Once they nominated John Turncoat McCain, who is a blatant, unapologetic liberal, I knew for a fact that the Republican Party had been hijacked. It had been hijacked by liberals, and now we see it's also been hijacked by pro-feminists out here. And you see, instead of everybody seeing it for what it is, instead of, you know, all the old Republicans and conservatives calling it how it is, it's a bunch of horse crap. You got idiot Republicans and so-called conservatives that are out here trying to justify the pregnancy and trying to justify teen pregnancy out here. Who in the hell thought that anybody would see the Republican Party trying to justify teen pregnancy out here? Can somebody answer me that? I mean, I remember when the root foundation of the Republican Party was the conservative movement, was family values, was shielding our children from such sexual depravity, was shielding our children from sexual violence, violence on television. Remember when we used to be that, when the Republicans and the conservatives, they came together and was the party of family values? You call this family values, folks? You call teenage pregnancy family values? That's feminist garbage. That's what it is. And let me tell you, it's a sad day in America for conservatives. I'm talking about true conservatives, because don't vote for any of these people. If you're a Republican and you're going to vote for this stupid, ridiculous, liberal McCain-Palin ticket, you are only contributing to the precedent being set by these liberal pieces of trash that have hijacked the Republican Party. Once you elect these people, once you elect John McCain and Sarah Palin, the conservative movement is gone, folks. It's no longer going to be the root principles of America, or excuse me, of the party. And they're never coming back. If you sit here and you vote for these liberal pieces of trash, that is going to become the new ideology of the Republican Party. And this is what I'm saying, folks. This is why I'm hopping mad, and nobody else is hopping mad about it. Anyway, folks, 646-652-4869. We got a caller here. 502 area code, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, True?
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. My name's Mike. I'm Mr. Right Opinions, my show.
How you doing, Mike?
All right, brother. Boy, you are hopping mad, aren't you?
I'm hopping mad because, let me tell you, I remember when the Republican Party used to be the party of family values, and now you've got the Republican Party justifying. They are
right.
Justifying teenage pregnancy.
I hear what you're saying, man. I personally can't justify it. I had a stepdaughter that got pregnant at the age of 16. And tell you the truth, I'd only been her stepdad for a couple of years. There wasn't much I had to do with her formative years. I do feel it is a family responsibility, but I also feel like, and you could say, you know, that we used to be 100%, the Republicans used to be 100% pro-family and all that. However, I don't think you could tell me that 100% of 16 and 17-year-olds that came from good Christian homes weren't having sex back in our day either.
Well, I'll tell you something, sir.
Some of us didn't get caught at it.
Well, I'll tell you something, sir. There wasn't a prevalence of teenage pregnancy out here, and there wasn't a prevalence of single-parent families out here. And you see, the reason that we're seeing this, and this is an epidemic in modern-day America, is because the feminist movement, the liberal ideology, has infected America. And not only has it infected America, it is now reaching its tentacles into conservative movement. And let me tell you, it's a sad day for true conservatives when we're sitting here palloting and justifying teen pregnancy. We're justifying sexual depravity. We're justifying bastard children. It's sad. It's just sad.
I am a Christian man, and I do not believe in underage sex, premarital sex. However, I'm realistic enough to know that it does happen. But by the same time, man, my Lord said that he didn't come here to save the righteous. He came here to save the lost. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of ways you can go about this from a theological standpoint, from a moral standpoint, or political, or whatever you want. But the thing is that I don't think that I should just forget. I don't know. What do you do with a daughter that's pregnant? You can't just cast her aside.
Well, what I'm saying is, sir, is that
abort the baby.
Oh, absolutely not. But if you are going to run as the conservative candidate, if you're going to be billed as the conservative that's going to rally the base of the Republican Party and then spew off all this conservative rhetoric, and then the next day it comes out public that your teenage daughter is pregnant, I mean, that kind of is contradictory. And then what they do, instead of being apologetic about it and showing remorse or some type of a shame, if you will, they are sitting here embracing it as if it's a beautiful thing. And you see, we don't need that anymore. Liberalism liberalism and feminism has already infected society enough. I can't even watch primetime television without being exposed to sexual depravity, violence, and it's become the norm. Two-parent families are no longer the majority of the American family unit. It's now single-parent families, and it's because of this mentality of feminism combined with liberalism that has infected the minds of the majority of America, and now, unfortunately, it's infecting conservative minds as well.
I cannot deny and argue the fact that it certainly has taken over this whole country. I'm single myself. I'm a single father of two girls, divorced for the last 5 years now.
I'm sorry to hear that, sir.
Well, you know, it was unfortunate at the time, probably the best thing that could have happened for my kids, and they're living with me and safe and growing up, hopefully, in God, the way God would have him grow up. But it just, when you talk about running for office and not voting for, say, a John McCain Palin ticket, as opposed to an Obama ticket, I can't wrap my mind around it quite, because I can't see not voting Obama simply because I know, I mean, not voting, sorry about that, not voting McCain simply because I know Obama is going to be such a more liberal choice, so farther left that, you know, if he had his way, every child under the age of between the ages of 12 and 18 would be having sex on a daily basis.
And I agree with that, sir. And let me tell you, the thing that I disagree with there is that if we're going to sit here and pallet and embrace. Oh, I think I lost you, sir. I'm sorry about that. But just to finish my point, if we are going to sit here and embrace of John McCain, Sarah Palin ticket, we as conservatives, if we're going to sit there and hold our nose and go into the voting booth and vote for these liberal, pro-feminist pieces of garbage, we are setting a precedent that conservative principles are no longer the root foundation of the Republican Party. And I'll be damned if I'm contributing and putting my name on the record for that crap. Anyway, sir, you're more than happy to you're more than welcome to call back, sir. Somehow you got disconnected. We got another caller here from the 810 area code. You're on the air. Hello, 810. Hello, 810, you're on the air. Well, unfortunately, 810, I guess, I don't know, they're idle or what's happening. We kind of lost 810 there. But if you happen to have an opinion about it, please, 646-652-4869. We want to hear from everybody out there. This is a serious issue. This is some serious garbage going on in the political arena, folks. I mean, conservatism is on the back burner. I think we got 810. Hello, 810? Put them on. Hello, 810. You're on the air. Hello? Well, 810, just, you know, there's something wrong with your phone or something there, pal. But anyway, folks, I'm not going to sit here and pallet this, all right? And if you want to pallet it, that's your problem, all right? But if we lose the conservative base, all right, if conservatism becomes somehow an isolated ideology or becomes almost on the brink of endangerment, I think that what alternative do you have? You either have the far left fringe, which, you know, wants to, you know, just abort babies like they're going out of style, that think that teenage pregnancy is somehow equated to liberation. If you want to embrace, you know, feminism and how feminism is equating woman liberation with women being sexual promiscuous, and you want to, you know, sit here and embrace feminism who embraces and equates woman liberation with women having five or six different divorces. I mean, you know, because of feminism, people are changing divorces like they're changing dirty, shitty, skid-marked underwear. And let me tell you something, folks, I'm not going to contribute to that, and I'll be damned, all right? I'll be damned if I'm going to contribute to the moral degradation of society. I will be damned. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And what do you do, folks, as a conservative? Well, all I can suggest, and this is what I'm doing on my local level and what you should be doing on your local level, you need to go with a grassroots campaign, try to find as many conservatives that think like you in your local community and try to influence your city government. Try to influence your state government. Try to elect pure, true conservative politicians. Try to initiate conservative legislation. Because the presidency is gone, folks. And if we elect John Turncoat McCain as the president and, you know, sit here and pallet this Sarah Palin teenage pregnancy garbage, we're redefining the root foundation of the Republican Party, and conservatives are no longer going to be wanted in that party, folks. I'm telling you this right now. I mean, if you're a conservative and you're holding your nose and you're going to go and vote for John McCain, you are contributing to the precedent being set that now Republicans are open to these bull-dyke, muff-diving, hairy-armpitted feminists. And I'll be damned if I'm going to contribute to that. I'll be damned. Anyway, 810, you're back. Are you on the air this time? Nope, guess not. I'm going to have to just ignore you the next time there, 810, because you're just sitting there playing with your pecker shaft, or you're probably some stupid feminist that's trying to agitate out here. But I'm used to that. I'm used to liberal agitators calling me up, trying to spew off all kinds of nonsense, trying to skew the direction of my show. But these are important topics. And let me tell you something, folks. I am blogging about this. Please get back to the blog. It's right there in the chat room, iPolitik.net/ghost. Please get back to the blog. Bookmark it. Add it to your favorites. Please comment on it. You don't necessarily have to sign up, but I urge you to sign up to that political community, because if you happen to be a conservative, sign up there, blog, post on the forums, do whatever it takes. Don't let these damn liberals and feminists hijack the Republican Party anymore. Go out there and tell them that we're not going to sit here and pallet this crap. We're not going to embrace teenage pregnancy, you stupid Eskimo bimbo, just because your daughter decided that, oh, well, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and spread my legs to some idiot that looks good when he, you know, shuffles a hockey stick. It's ridiculous. And let me tell you something, folks. I'm not going to vote for any of these people, and you shouldn't either. You shouldn't either. And don't get me wrong, I understand the alternative, okay? I understand that, you know, if we sit here and we, you know, don't vote, the opportunity for Barack Hussein Obama becoming president is very viable. And it's a shame. It's a damn shame that that is a possibility. But the bottom line is, folks, is I'm not going to contribute to the downfall of the Republican Party. I'm not contributing to it. I'm not going to embrace the feminists and the liberals that have hijacked this party. I'm not going to do it. Okay? Don't give me this crap that, oh, well, you know, we got to pick the lesser of two evils. No, because it's the same plate, or same crap, different plate. Excuse me. That's what it is, folks. I mean, you know, there is no difference between these two candidates anymore. The only difference is how they're going to conduct their foreign policy. That's the only difference nowadays. I mean, you don't hear John Turncoat McCain saying he's going to initiate legislation that's going to help bring back moral ethos to America. You don't hear him saying that. On the contrary, you're sitting here listening to him suggest that he is thinking about giving single mothers, okay, not single fathers like that last gentleman that called up who could probably use the money raising two daughters on his own. No, he's going to give single mothers $5,000 to $8,000 every year a kid. Yep, that's right, $5,000 to $8,000 a kid every single year, and that's his proposition. If you don't believe me, you can take a look at YouTube or one of these ridiculous video sites, look at him on the stump speech, because that's what this idiot said. And you see, we don't need any more of this crap. It's bad enough that the feminists have hijacked and taken over the public education system. That's why you can go to your nearest elementary school and not find any children playing tag or dodgeball or any kind of physical contact little game, little innocent game like that anymore, because the feminists are afraid they're going to get hurt. There's no losers in the public education system anymore, folks. Whenever you have some sort of an academic activity that requires, you know, the children to participate in some sort of competitive game or something, there's no losers anymore. Nobody loses. They're honorary mentions, honorable mentions now. We don't want to hurt the kids' feelings out here. I mean, they are implementing the absolute pussification of America via the public education system, folks. And that's not all. Not only have the liberals and the feminists hijacked the public education system, they've hijacked the judicial system. They've hijacked the damn judicial system. A man can be the greatest man ever. He could go out, he could work 10, 15 hours a day, come home, take care of his family, and be faithful and do everything that is the right thing to do. But then one day he comes home early, he sees his wife getting the high hard one by the pizza boy, and then he goes and files for divorce, and he gets punished. He gets punished by having the children being taken by the mother because all the judicial system believes that the mother is supposed to get the children because all the children need to be with their mother. Even if she was the one that initiated this philanderous divorce, it doesn't matter. So what is the man left to do? He's punished because he found his wife being a philanderous whorebag. That's the new feminist movement. And on top of which, if alimony is legal in your state, not only do you have to be responsible for child support, you've actually got to pay this whorebag for actually screwing around on you. And not only that, folks, we're making baby making a damn industry out here for these single feminist bull dykes out here. I mean, you have to think about it, folks. I'm telling you, if you don't believe me, look back in my old shows, okay? I've actually had people call me up and break down on my show crying because they are in a precarious situation based on our unstable economy, all right? Based on our unstable economy, they're not able to get work. I had a gentleman, and I said this on the last show, I had a gentleman call up. He's an ex-Iraqi veteran. He comes back home to North Carolina, and he can't get a job. He's in construction, and the reason he can't get a job is because the damn illegal aliens that have influxed into this country are lowering the cost of labor. So this man can't go out and get a job, and he fought for our country. So what does he do, man? He's trying to do whatever it takes. pick up pennies off the floor, go out and do odd jobs, whatever it takes, and they're barely able to make it. And then his wife gets on the phone. His wife gets on the phone in the show, and I challenge you, it was a February show. If you want to go look it up for yourself, please. It, really heartfelt show. It happened later in the evening. I can't tell you the exact show number or date, but you can look it up for yourself, folks. It's there. The wife gets on the phone and says, "You know what, Ghost? You know, my husband's a proud man. He's a conservative Republican. You know, but we need help. We got a family to raise out here." So I went behind my husband's back to go to one of these ridiculous social program areas, wherever the hell you go and get subsidies. I don't know about these things, but she went to go and get some sort of government assistance for a limited time. She didn't want to sit over here and live off it. She just wanted some assistance so she can get back on her feet and her husband can somehow move or somehow go to some place that can give them some decent work. And let me tell you what this dumb social worker told this poor woman. This social worker suggested to her that, "Well, you know what, ma'am, since you're married, we can only give you like $200 a month, if that." And what's $200 a month? Maybe gasoline to and from whatever job you're going to get to. But then the social worker suggested, "But you can get divorced. And if you get divorced, well, then we can give you about $3,000 to $4,000 in government subsidies. Everything from free housing, free government cheese, food stamps, free child care, free education. I mean, just the works." And you see, this is what I'm talking about when I say that the feminist movement has hijacked every apparatus, every bureaucracy that runs our lives out here. How is a social worker going to sit here and suggest to a woman who doesn't want to divorce her husband? How are they going to suggest that? How are they going to suggest, "Well, you know, if you really want help, ma'am, you're just going to have to divorce your husband"? And you see, folks, this is the feminist movement right here that has hijacked America. And now that we see from this Eskimo bimbo, this vice president, this damn Sarah Palin, now that we have to sit here and think, or at least the Republican Party is trying to propagandize this damn teenage pregnancy as cute or beautiful, that's what we're sitting over here having to palate. And I'm not going to palate it, folks. I don't know about you, but I ain't palating this garbage. All right, I'm better than this. America's better than this. The conservative movement and the Republicans are better than this. It's sad, folks. It really is sad. It's a sad day in America for conservatives, and it's a sad day in America, just period. And what do the Republicans have to say about it? You know, they're starting to remind me of these damn imbecilic left-wing long hairs. They're on the Democrat side. You know, they're starting to remind me of them. You hear these Democrats, you hear these liberals, they have no sense whatsoever. All they do is spew out propaganda that they told them to say. You know, there's no substance about backing up the liberal ideology. There's no substance backing up Democrats. And yet, you will sit here and listen to these Democrats spew off nothing but a bunch of malarkey, nothing but a bunch of absolute garbage, and they'll try to pass it off as some sort of fact. Well, that's exactly what the Republicans are doing right now. The Republicans are sitting here and calling this loose teenage daughter of Sarah Palin some sort of she's a cute little girl that's having a baby. Aw. She's having a bastard child, folks. And I don't know about you, maybe you need to read the statistics on teenage pregnancy in this country. Not only this country, but in every westernized country in the international community. And you'll begin to see what I'm talking about. We need to stop this crap, folks. We need to stop feminism in its tracks. Now, folks, I know that there's a lot of idiot feminists that are probably listening in right now that are calling me all kinds of names, that are sitting over here probably saying, "Oh, he's a misogynist, he's a, you know, whatever," all right? And they can continue to do that. That's all agitation. But everything that I have suggested on this program is the damn truth, all right? Everything that I have said on this program is the damn truth, folks. I'm not pulling this out of my derriere. It's the damn truth. I mean, we are having an epidemic of this damn teenage pregnancy, and the last thing we need is a damn Republican candidate who has a vice president who's embracing teenage pregnancy. We don't need this crap. We don't need it. Anyway, folks, 646-652-4869 is the number to call. If you want to chime in on something, please. If you're one of these morons that's going to try to justify this teenage pregnancy happening in the Palin family, please, I want to hear it, all right? I want to hear your justification of it. 646-652-4869, all right? I mean, and don't give me this crap that, oh, well, you can't control teenagers nowadays. Malarkey, okay? I had children. None of them got pregnant or had children when they were teenagers. All of them are married to the same person they married the first time, and they have great families. Okay, so don't give me this malarkey that, oh, well, you know, you just can't control teenagers nowadays. That's crap, and you know it, and anybody who's a damn decent parent knows it too. I'm going to sit here and listen to this crap. It's a sad day in America, folks. I'm telling you this right now. I'm telling you this right now. It is a sad day in America when you've got Republicans and so-called conservatives justifying teenage pregnancy because this ridiculous Eskimo bimbo happened to be chosen on the Republican ticket by the damn McCain campaign. I mean, it's a sad day in America, folks. I never thought I'd see the day where I would hear Republicans justifying teenage pregnancy. And I'm telling you, folks, this is the agenda of the feminist. I bet you Gloria Steinem is probably creaming in her pantyhose right now looking at what is going on in America. I bet you she's hopping around, jumping for joy. She's probably burning a bra as we speak looking at this ridiculous circus sideshow of a presidential election out here. It's a damn shame. But let me tell you, that's why me, as a true conservative, I've renounced the Republican Party. I've dropped it as the party that represents me, because it doesn't represent me. It represents the damn liberals. That's what it represents. It represents the damn feminists now. I mean, why do you think this idiot, prostate-infected John McCain even chose this bimbo? He chose her to play feminist politics. And that's not what the Republicans are known for. The Republicans aren't known for playing feminist politics out here. That's a method of agitation. And methods of agitation were invented by the communists. And you're used to hearing agitation methods from the left. But now, now, folks, you've got the right wing of the political persuasion of America sitting here utilizing the same methods of agitation. It's a sad day in America. And I want to hear from you. If you think I'm off my rocker, if you're one of these Republicans justifying teenage pregnancy, please call me right now so I can make you look lower than a leprechaun's nutsack. Please give me a call. 646-652-4869 is the number to call. We are now living in the new feminist America, folks, where single parents are now the majority of the day, where teenage pregnancy is championed and embraced, where women having about four or five different divorces is just something that deserves a pat on the back, where women that shit out about five or six kids from five or six different fathers, oh, they're giving a damn golf clap. It's ridiculous and it's stupid, folks. And let me tell you, if you're a true conservative, don't vote for any of these people. We just have to come back on a grassroots level, folks. All right? And let me tell you, the root foundation of most conservatives should be anti-feminism. Anti-feminism. I mean, this concept of feminism needs to die. All right? It needs to die. I mean, and I've said this over and over, these feminists have equated woman liberation with women hopping around from penis to penis to penis. I mean, you see it in the mainstream media. Look at Sex and the City. Look at this Desperate Housewives crap. That is feminist propaganda right there. And I remember when the Republican Party used to be the party of family values? Not anymore, folks. Not anymore. Now the Republican Party is a damn feminist liberal laughing stock. And let me tell you, every time I go into another damn message board or a forum or a chat room and I hear a stupid, dumb, idiot, cheese whiz guzzling damn Republican sit here and try to spew off some sort of an excuse on how teenage pregnancy is now cute or beautiful or some crap, I'm telling you, it makes me want to puke up nasty chicken grease and corn oil and cream of wheat with five-day-old cereal and stomach plasma. I never thought I'd see the day where we are embracing, teenage ditzy bimbos shitting out bastard children. I never thought I'd see the day that the Republican Party would embrace teenage pregnancy. I never thought I'd see the day, folks. And I'm telling you, this is a feminist agenda out here. I mean, you knew it was a feminist agenda. I called it right when Palin got on to the damn scene on that ridiculous stump speech she gave once she was named the nominee of the Republican vice presidential candidacy. When she gave kudos to Hillary Rotten Clinton, you know that feminism hijacked the Republican Party after that. Anyway, folks, if you disagree with me, if you agree with me, by all means, give me a call, 646-652-4869. We're talking about this ridiculous Sarah Palin Eskimo bimbo that is sitting over here and was supposed to be some sort of figurehead to rally the conservative base for John McCain, and instead it has only redefined the Republican ideology into embracing immoral activity. Anyway, folks, we got another caller here from the 410 area code, or you're on the air. Hello, 410. Oh, great. How come you're not going to go ahead and talk? If you have something to say, say it. Don't be ashamed to say it. If you think that teenage pregnancy is cute, well, then say it and try to justify it. Don't just call and hang up. Try to justify it. If you're one of these stupid Republicans that are embracing teenage pregnancy because this stupid Eskimo bimbo is calling it a beautiful thing, well, then call me up and try to justify it. I want you to call me, 646-652-4869. You try to justify bastard children. And by the way, folks, I'm blogging about this. I'm going to be blogging about this all day, all week. Please get back to the blog at iPolitik.net/ghost. It's there in the chat room. And I strongly advise you to join that political community. If you happen to be a conservative, it's free to join iPolitik.net. Join that damn political community and let the world know that conservatives are not going to sit here and stand by this immoral activity that's being embraced by the new liberal feminist Republican Party. We're not going to take it. We're not going to take this crap. And let me tell you, John McCain should be ashamed of himself. All right? If you happen to know John McCain, or if you happen to see him, you tell him Ghost said he should be ashamed of himself for sitting here and playing feminist politics. He should be ashamed of himself. I mean, he's an immoral bastard, too. I mean, I heard there were some precarious activities that happened with his first wife and the divorce and his remarriage to his second wife. We need to stop embracing divorce. We need to stop embracing single parents, all right? Let me tell you something. Being a single parent is not something you should get a pat on the back on, all right? Because your children are going to grow up family deficient, and they're going to end up paying for it in the long run, when they become teenagers and they end up being just like Sarah Palin's loose daughter. And this is what I'm talking about, folks. We need morality back in America. Anyway, if you got something to say about it, 646-652-4869 is the number to call. And don't be scared, folks. All right? If you think I'm wrong, by all means, I'm going to give you the forum to go ahead and say your liberal or feminist ideology. All right? I'll give you the forum to do that. If you think that teenage pregnancy is a beautiful thing and it's cute and having bastard children is now the new form of liberation, give me a call and tell me that crap. 646-652-4869 is the number to call, folks. I can't believe it. I can't believe it, folks. Let me tell you, I never thought I'd see the day where I would see Republicans justify teenage pregnancy. I thought the Republican Party used to be the party of family values out here. I remember when the conservative principles used to be the root foundation of the Republican Party. And I called it, folks. I was the one of the first ones on the internet scene out here that highlighted how the Republican Party has been hijacked by liberals and feminists. You can look back in the archives if you don't believe me, you piece of crap. Look back in the archives if you don't believe me. I'm telling you, folks, it's a sad day in America. It is a sad damn day in America, folks. But hey, Sarah Palin is a conservative, right? Sarah Palin is supposed to be a conservative, right? That's why John Turncoat McCain picked her, because she was supposed to rally the conservative base, right? This stupid Eskimo bimbo is reducing America, is reducing conservatives, is reducing Republicans into nothing but a bunch of immoral feminist crap. And I'll be damned if I'm going to sit here and vote for this crap. I'm not voting for this crap. You vote for this crap. If you're trying to call yourself a conservative, if you're trying to call yourself a Republican, and you're going to sit here and justify this immoral activity, you are bowing down to the feminist movement. You're bowing down to it. And I'm not going to bow to the feminist movement. I will be damned if I bow down to the feminist movement, folks. And if you don't think the feminist movement has hijacked the Republican Party, why don't you replay that little speech, that little ridiculous acceptance speech by Sarah Palin, and notice how she gave kudos to Hillary Rotten Clinton. All right? I mean, if that isn't more feminist, I don't know what in the blue hell is. Anyway, folks, 646-652-4869 is the number to call. We're talking about this ridiculous feminist, Sarah Palin, now the vice presidential nominee for the Republican Party, the new liberal feminist Republican Party. Because of this stupid Eskimo bimbo being nominated, you've got Republicans and conservatives justifying teenage pregnancy. And if you don't believe me, you go to your nearest political website, political message board, political chat room, and you just watch these dumbass wannabe Republicans out here that are justifying teenage pregnancy because, oh, Sarah Eskimo Bimbo Palin's daughter, she's going to have a kid when she's 17 years old. I'm not going to sit here and pallet this crap, folks. I'm not going to sit here and call what this bimbo, this Eskimo bimbo from Alaska who probably lives in an igloo somewhere. I'm not going to sit here and embrace this broad's bad parenting, all right? What she has done, that's bad parenting, and they should be held accountable for that. Instead of John McCain trying to rally the base by nominating a true conservative like Rick Santorum or somebody with a true conservative proven record, he chose some Timbuktu Alaskan Eskimo bimbo from Alaska, Sarah Palin, on the ticket. And right when she got on the ticket, folks, I knew that this was feminist politics. And check out the blog, folks, iPolitik.net/ghost. I called it. I knew this was feminist politics. And now it comes to light that her loose daughter hopped on some idiot that looked good in a hockey jersey, and now she's impregnated with a bastard kid. And what are Republicans and now conservatives saying, or so-called conservatives, not real conservatives, but so-called conservatives are saying? Oh, it's a beautiful thing. It's a gift from God. Oh, no, it's not. All right, it's the consequences of two irresponsible teenagers that didn't have good parenting. That's what it is. It contradicts the very conservative face that they were trying to put on this ridiculous Eskimo bimbo. All right? It completely contradicts her wannabe conservative record or conservative face or whatever they wanted to do with this ridiculous pick for vice president. I mean, geez Louise, it's a sad day in America, folks. I mean, it is a sad day in America. And by all means, folks, join the iPolitik.net community and let your voice be heard, all right? If you're a conservative, please let your voice be heard. As a matter of fact, I've got a poll on my website, iPolitik.net/ghost. It's there in the chat room right there. I have a poll. Please take the poll and vote against feminism and look at how many people have voted for feminism. That's the poll. Are you for or against feminism? And there's like over 110 people for it and about 10 people against it. And that just proves my point that feminism has infected America. Feminism has infected society. And we don't need to take this crap anymore, folks. All right? Because feminism defies logic, okay? Because What is feminism trying to do? They're trying to disguise their ideology. They're trying to disguise their agenda around equality. Well, folks, women have been equal for a long time now, okay? So you can throw that equality argument up your ass, okay? Because, you know, there's no need for you to sit over here and say that we still need to be equal. Y'all are equal. Shut up. All right? Secondly, what they're doing is they're trying to disguise the whole concept of equality, and in actuality, they're trying to assert their agenda of trying to redesign the family, they're trying to assert the pussification of America, and they're trying to make deviant activity the social norms in our society. I mean, just look at the social landscape of America. Teenage pregnancies are all of a sudden have become something to be embraced. Single-parent families are now the majority of the day. Having about four or five different divorces is all common now. It's ridiculous, and this is sad, and we need to stop. Feminism must be stopped, folks. This is a sick, twisted ideology here, and it must be stopped. It's already infected the majority of America. Just looking at our political circus sideshow of a presidential election, it goes to show you that it has infected the majority of America. And without the conservative movement, where's the balance, okay? Without conservatives trying to instill moral integrity in America, where are people going to turn to when they start realizing that this ridiculous nonsense, this feminist crap is just not the right way to go? They're not going to be able to go anywhere, folks, all right? Because conservatism is almost extinct now. It's almost extinct. They're redefining conservatism, and they're utilizing this election to do it. They're utilizing this election to redefine the conservative or Republican ideology. I mean, they are playing feminist politics. Do you understand, folks, that instead of John McCain actually choosing a vice presidential candidate that would actually rally the base, I'm talking about Rick Santorum or somebody with a true conservative record. Instead of choosing somebody like that to rally the base, he goes off the deep end and picks some Eskimo bimbo from Alaska who lives in an igloo, tried to package her up as the all-American conservative girl. And what happened, folks? That blew up. You want to know why it blew up? Because it blew up on purpose. They're trying to incrementally redesign the American family. They are trying to make it okay for teenage pregnancy. It's okay. It's beautiful. I mean, listen to conservatives on forums, on boards. That's what they're saying. That's what they're justifying. They're saying that this idiot bimbo's daughter, this loose daughter of Palin, her teenage pregnancy is beautiful. That's what these idiot Republicans are saying on message boards everywhere. They're trying to say, oh, it's beautiful, oh. It's not beautiful, folks. It is immoral, all right? It is sexual depravity. It is bad parenting, and it goes against the conservative principles. And this just underscores what I had been saying all along, that the Republican Party has been hijacked by liberals and feminists, and I'll be damned if I'm going to sit here and contribute to this crap. I'm not going to contribute to it. And if you're a conservative and you're going to go out and you're going to hold your nose and vote for this feminist, liberal, McCain-Palin ticket, if you're going to sit there and go ahead and do that, you're only contributing to the precedent being set by the feminists and the liberals that have hijacked the party, folks, and you should be ashamed of yourself. Honestly, you should really be ashamed of your damn self. It's disgusting, folks, I'm telling you. It's a sad day in America, and I just don't know what to say. I mean, I'm a little speechless. I'm a little speechless when I'm sitting here reading message boards. I'm reading blogs of dumbass wannabe Republicans out here trying to justify teenage pregnancy. I never thought I'd see the day where the Republican Party is now pro-teen pregnancy. That's right. The Republican Party is now the party of teen pregnancy now, folks, and I hope you're proud of yourselves, Republicans. All right? You've pretty much deflated the moral integrity out of your wind sail, you piece of crap. All right? Half of you Republicans don't even know your asses from your elbows. You're out here sticking a Kentucky Fried Chicken grease thumb up your ass, and you're justifying teenage pregnancy. That's immoral. That's immoral activity, and you should be ashamed of yourself. All of you! I'm not voting for any of these people, folks. I suggest you do the same. Don't vote for any of these people, all right? I mean, you hear these stupid bull dyke pumas, these ridiculous, stupid dish rag whores that are out here pissing and moaning and crying that their girl Hillary Rotten Clinton didn't get elected or didn't get nominated for the damn Democratic nomination. And what does John Turncoat McCain do? Well, he's trying to pander to those same feminist, hairy, armpitted bull dykes. That's what he's trying to do. And he should be ashamed of himself. Instead of trying to really rally the conservative base, he picks some stupid bimbo who not only has no experience, but can't even manage her own goddamn family. That's great, McCain. I hope you're proud of yourself, you prostate-infected piece of liberal crap. I hope you're proud of yourself. You've ruined the Republican Party, and you've divided us into, liberal feminist Republicans to conservative people. You're isolating conservatives, John McCain. You're probably very proud of yourself, aren't you, you piece of trash? And you know another thing that really pisses me off is that I sit here and I listen to these stupid wannabe political commentators that should be fired, okay? I'm talking about all these idiot talking heads on television that should be backhanded with a damn banana peel, all right? You sit here and you listen to them say, well, I think Joe Biden is going to have a tough time debating Sarah Palin because she's a woman. Wait a minute. She's going to have a tough time debating Sarah Palin because she's a woman? I thought this was feminism. I thought it was about equality out here. You see, that's the whole disguise of feminism. They want to talk about equality, and yet they want to fall back on the old traditional ways of the way that a gentleman used to treat a woman. You know, they still want to fall back on all that chivalrous crap, but yet they want to go and push this equality down your throat. It's a contradiction, folks, and this is what's ruining America. Anyway, folks, it's about 6 minutes left on this program. I want to thank everybody for tuning in with me, whether you're live or in the archive. These are serious political times, folks. I mean, we are seeing a systematic transition of social ideology. All right? Two-parent families are now, I wouldn't be surprised if they don't become extinct within the next 5 years. Okay? I wouldn't be surprised to, see single-parent families in the museums of antiquity. All right? Because now we've got Republicans and conservatives now pro-teen pregnancy. Yeah. Pro-teen pregnancy. Now, that's what the Republican Party is now. the party of bastard children. You know, it's just a shame, folks. It really is a damn shame. Anyway, folks, you can get back to my website. I'm going to be blogging about this all day, all week, and let me tell you, I'm not going to stop. iPolitik.net, I'm going to put it right here in the chat room, so if you happen to be in the chat room, go ahead and click. And by the way, go sign up. Go sign up to that community and let your voice be heard. If you're a conservative that's just as disgusted as I am, please join that community and let everybody know how you feel. Because we can't allow any more of this immoral crap to happen under the noses of everybody. We can't have this anymore. I mean, we can't have feminism and liberalism infecting the minds of America. We can't have this anymore. We can't embrace this immoral activity. Single parents, women shitting out five or six kids from five or six different fathers. We can't palate this crap anymore. And all I'm saying is, folks, is if you're a true conservative, we need to come together at a grassroots level to try to take back the moral integrity, to try to gain the moral high ground, and trying to bring morality back in America. That's the only way we're going to be able to make an influence anymore, because let me tell you, this damn presidential election, it's gone. All right, you're getting liberalism and feminism each way you look at it. It doesn't matter who you vote for in this damn election. That's why I'm writing in my vote, and I'm writing in Yosemite Sam, because this is just as obnoxious as a damn cartoon, this stupid election. All right? Republicans justifying teen pregnancy. Are you kidding me? And I'm telling you, folks, this is a sad day in America. It's a sad day for conservatives. And let me tell you, the moral ethos of America is being flushed down the proverbial toilet. And let me, if you want to be a conservative and you want to hold your nose, you want to go into the ballot box and vote for these pieces of trash, well, you're the one that's going to aid the progression of feminism and liberalism in the Republican Party. You're the one that's going to set the precedent. Ain't going to redefine the principles of the party. And you're a piece of trash in my eyes, with all due respect. You're a piece of trash. All right? Anybody who justifies teenage pregnancy, you're an immoral piece of crap. All right? If you're going to justify women and men having five or six different divorces, you're an immoral piece of garbage. If you're going to try to justify women shitting out about five or six kids from five or six different fathers, you're the scum of the earth. All right? If you're going to try to justify single-parent families being the majority of the day, you are a piece of just trash, garbage, cheese whiz guzzling piece of crap. I just don't even know what else to say anymore. I'm stumbling over my own tongue like John Edwards explaining hospice adultery. But the reason I'm stumbling, folks, is because I can't believe that this is the America that I'm living in. I'm a lifelong conservative. I've lived the conservative lifestyle my whole life. All right, I'm married to the same person I married the first time. I have children, I have grandchildren, and none of them had them when they were teenagers. And to see America and to see the party that I voted my whole life for sit here and embrace such immoral crap is just unbelievable. It really is unbelievable. But I'm not going to forget it, and if you're a true conservative, you shouldn't forget it either. This is crap, folks, all right? This is immoral feminist crap. All right, and that's all there is to it, folks. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of it. That's all there is to it. Anyway, folks, I got 1 minute left on the program. I want you to get back to iPolitik.net/ghost. Bookmark that page, join the iPolitik.net community, and let your political views be heard out there. Let them be heard to the world. Because we need you out there. We need conservatives to amplify the message that we are not happy with you, you John Turncoat, prostate-infected McCain. We are not happy with you. And we're not voting for you either. You can try to package up some stupid Eskimo bimbo from Alaska, and you can try to package her up in the prettiest conservative package you want. But if you're going to sit over here and try to tell Republicans that teenage pregnancy is cute, that teenage pregnancy is beautiful, then, well, us conservatives don't want to have nothing to do with you. Anyway, folks, iPolitik.net/ghost. Get back to the website, throw some comments on there, and remember, folks, if you're a true conservative, don't vote for any of these people. Anyway, folks, I am out of here. Until next time, folks, long live the conservative movement, and death, 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 death to feminism. And I'm out of here.